I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Ecuador's calm shattered Thursday with a revolt. The country remains under a state of exception. HCJB Global's Graham Ballmer says police protested over a law cutting pay. Ministry continues, but
pray that calm and peace will reign, because it's impossible for anyone to do ministry, and it's just plain unhealthy and unsafe if there's chaos in the streets. We need to pray for the president, Rafael Correa, that God would give him wisdom, and simply that security would permeate all that we do down here. We need to get back to a sense of normalcy.
Meanwhile, in Pakistan,
this is the largest disaster in recent memory, larger than a tsunami, larger than a Haiti earthquake, as far as the numbers of people. I mean, we're talking 15 to 20 million people affected by this flooding.
Waterborne diseases are springing up, and Pakistan may miss the planting season. Food for the Hungry is one of only a few groups working in Punjab. Through their partners, they dole out necessities, but they're able to do it in Christ's name. Learn how to help at our website. And leadership has come full circle at Russian Ministries. The organization that's about helping train nationals in evangelism, discipleship, and church planning has named Sergei Rakhuba as its new president. He says HIV/AIDS, drugs, and other social issues means their role will focus on making sure believers are equipped. Rakhuba says he'd like Christians there
to see as an opportunity for evangelism, and we're eager to equip them, training them, providing resources so that on behalf of God's kingdom, they will continue spreading the gospel and making huge difference for eternity.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic missionary biography, Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint, martyred in Ecuador at the hands of the Warani. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.